Hello, everybody. This is Fahim Jackson, and it's episode 55 of my podcast show, In the Know. This is a short-form podcast show which is aimed at putting people in the know with a variety of topics, using my experiences and viewpoints in life to put people in that know. Now, what is the know? It's using my understanding of these experiences to help you understand what I know about a particular subject. The following is an intro speech into the topic of today, and that introduction speech is regarding online degrees versus being in person. Going to college and taking online classes versus the in-class, in-person classes that we're used to are very different. I received my undergraduate degree and my graduate degree in person. Now, were there some courses that I took that were online? Yes, but most were not. But with this pandemic in America, we have learned that online is something that more and more people will see as an option, especially with the high cost of attending a university. Some of these schools will end up folding as an institution because the idea of leaving college and thinking it will elevate you is becoming something of the past. So let's look at the idea of opening up to going to school both online versus the in-person experience. Is online for every degree, or do some need to be in person? Let's look at the online degree aspect of going to college. What are some majors you might take online? Let's look at business. The great thing about online degrees with this program is that all the courses that are in person are the same as when you're in person, especially when it comes to the MBA, because there are so many capstone courses that you need to take online anyways. Now, forming groups could be difficult to accomplish because there is something to be said about seeing people face to face and achieving the outcome of the course together. There is also an impersonal aspect to the course being taken online where you can't speak to the professor or the students. You don't always want to be an avatar over the internet. But then again, you will only be judged on your quality of work, so the professor can't really gauge who you truly are, which is a plus for you. This advantage allows you to be the best you are every time the class starts. What about accounting online degrees? With so much uses of numbers in order to accomplish the outcome of the job, you're using computer software. So having courses that are online will have you in front of a computer on a consistent basis. Now, you need to, at some point, step away from the computer screen in order to further perform your job, because the soft skills will also be needed in the career. And this is a problem that so many have, especially today, considering the society we live in has become so impersonal and technical. Let's look at a finance degree. This is another area of study where the online courses will be used in a very necessary manner, because the use of formulas will be set up in an Excel spreadsheet to track numbers. Now, there will be terms you have to use in order to understand what you're going to be performing once you do step into the career landscape. What about human resources? This is an area of study that you'll be learning how to be the person in charge of dealing with the employee logistics. This will range from hiring to firing, dealing with grievances by the employer, as well as the employees. So you'd be taking courses where scenarios will be used to describe what you could do in order to deal with the situation at hand. And with the way the landscape of technical world is panning out, then you're going to be in front of a computer more and more anyways. Hospitality. When it comes to the aspects of this degree, I would think it is more important to have the in-person courses. The only reason I can see this degree being online is if you decide to be working on the logistical side of the business. Then there are the aspects of this degree where you'll be working in the capacity in which you're dealing with people. And the online degree may not be as great when you're working in a capacity of people. You need to be dealing with this program face-to-face, in my opinion. Wanting to look the person or people in the face makes a more connected workspace. Now let's look at an animated or graphics design degree. This is a very good online degree to get, because you're going to be acclimated to using software anyways. It would be a good thing to meet with your professor face-to-face. But with the usage of Zoom meetings, you can display your work for the professor and the class to see. Make your future, because your future will be digital, and very few of the work you get will be printed out. So being in the online school will force you to have a consistent use of the computer to work on your software capabilities. Computer science degrees. Here's a degree where you can take this online too, because so much of this area of study will involve coding and programming, which is a perfect for this course. So, this leveling of computing is fitting for the degree at hand. How about education? With the pandemic, the idea of taking courses online has been the reality over the past year. So with learning in this capacity, you're preparing yourself to be a part of a world of teaching others in a space that you learned. Now, the pandemic won't be a permanent existence, but this time period allows you the ability to jump back in if necessary again. So learning to be an educator through a medium where the medium is the number one way of learning is a great legs up as a teacher graduating today. And last but not least, communication degrees. This degree is important when trying to attain an online degree simply because if you don't know how to communicate from this channel, then you're going to have a hard time getting your communications degree. To be honest, that sounds crazy. It's like someone who is majoring in biology, but they don't have a full comprehension to any degree of science. Is it best? In my humble opinion, most of the collegiate experience needs to be in the capacity of a classroom. We should in the class because working on our soft skills are very important when looking to be successful in society. You miss so many tactile moments when you're not in that classroom. So still, the classroom is the gold standard until something better comes along that is online. And from the looks of things, we could be rapidly heading in that direction. So, with this end statement, why we all have to consider online and in-person degrees. When thinking about pursuing a higher education, you need to understand what is best method for you. For me, I need to be in a classroom setting. Now with you, it may make more sense to be in an online classroom. The reason being is that if you're an adult who is in the workplace, coming home and working on an online degree would be the best solution to going to college. So still, with the upsides of working online, I still feel, as I have said before, that in person is the better decision. So, thanks for listening to In the Know. I can't wait to bring the next episode where we talk about how qualified you are in your career field with your degree alone.